So what's up, Lena?
Well, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lena.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Good.
We've never had three of us at the table before, so this is a
cozy.
This is pretty cool.
Big day. Yeah, we got all. It made sense to have both of you because you led most of the morning and you shared some words with us.
Yes.
So we just said, everybody come to the table. Uh-huh. The more, the merrier.
It's so theologically deep.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. No, it isn't even on purpose.
I know.
It's, yeah.
I know. It's naturally.
I think all of us are anxious to go outside because it's so nice. So
beautiful day.
Yeah. We're going to chat and then I already got my sunnies.
You ready? You're ready.
Hopefully this is being watched in an outside setting.
It's hard to see a screen outside, but you only need our words.
Involved.
You only need our words.
That's
so
true. You don't need to see
if you're not outside.
Here.
Go outside. It's
That's
good
right.
for you. Man, well, so yesterday was All Praise.
Yeah.
Which was a kind of fun outflow from our mental health series.
Yeah.
Because you arranged it in a way, Stacey, to be able to kind of do that, to flow out of the mental health series. Well, what were some of your thoughts you had going in? How do you think about those? Because you really lead them once a quarter. So
I know. Well, looking ahead, I mean, most of the time, whenever we have any kind of special service, whether it's a holiday or an All Praise, mm-hmm. I'm usually working on it a couple months in advance. And when it was shared with me what the sermon series would be leading up to that, I actually already had a theme that was kind of laid on my heart in the time that I had kind of spent asking God what He wants to do with this particular Sunday. And it was to God alone be the glory. And it all just kind of weaved itself together once we got through the mental health series. I'm like, it is all connecting because every transforming work that happens in our lives, we just need to give right back to God because it's nothing we can do in our own strength. I mean, the crux of mental health is learning to come to a place of submission that I have things that I can't handle on my own. These are things that I can't explain. I don't necessarily have to have reasons why, but Lord, here it is, and I submit them to you. And then when He does the work, we can only give Him glory for it. So it all kind of worked itself together with regard to theme and organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We heard a lot about humble submission from really all three of the men who preached in the mental health series. So it makes sense to end that with worship because that really is an awesome picture of humble submission before the Lord. And then another picture of that, Adam, is you kind of helped weave that into the service, was the confession piece. And I think it makes sense to point back to Tina's story and just the way that she pointed us towards having this moment of like, I had never confessed my sins before God. And needing to do that in order to kind of move forward in her relationship with Him. Because when we forget that piece, we really leave out a huge chunk of what the beauty of the relationship with God is. So when you were leading us in that, you said some words. You want to?
I love saying words.
I know you love saying words.
But you very succinctly said exactly what I was going to say, though. As we enter into an intentional, focused time of worship like that, I love that you asked me to step up there and to say something about confession and about what an important part of our relationship with God confession plays and how difficult it can be and how we do have to be intentional when we're constructing a worship service. We leave time for confession like that. That was really cool.
Yeah.
But it's a microcosm, too, of how in our lives, that's an uncomfortable step. The intentional setting aside time on our day, but also setting aside time in our hearts to confess and to acknowledge, like with the mental health series, everything's not okay.
Right.
There are things that are wrong. And some of those things are because I am wrong in the actions that I do and the things that I say and the bent of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so, God, I confess that I'm wrong and that I sin. But it's also so cool. Tina's testimony did this. Our time of worship reflected this heart too, that confession is important, but we don't stop at confession.
Right.
It's not just confession and then wallow in the fact that we're sinful and broken people. It's confess so that we can get to the kind of forgiveness that 1 John talks about, the kind of forgiveness that is always right there for us, that God is so eager to bless us with if we would confess.
Yeah.
It was just a really neat opportunity to, like you said, Lana, be able to see God weave all of those themes through the last few weeks and bring them to a forefront for us as a church yesterday, mm-hmm. as we spent that time in worship, in reflection, in confession, in thanksgiving. They all tie together.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. I think the way that we did the confession time was very cool, because you even mentioned this yesterday as you were starting, like, we so rarely have a chance to do that in such a corporate setting. And I think being able to do that with a body of believers, with our family around us, and then come out of it back into worship, I think is huge, because like you just mentioned, sometimes when we start the process of confession, I know for me, like, as I was sitting there, I was like, oh no, this is getting worse and worse and worse. I did this wrong and I'm definitely wrong here. Oh no. And like, you just sort of like can get in this cycle. But then we were able to come out of it. And I know, like, so right after Tina's testimony, we played Good, Good Father.
Yeah.
And then I think it was after the confession time was the song of, like, you know, all glory
worthy
to God. Worthy. Yeah. So both of those moments were huge, because it's okay, we've spent this time in the heaviness, and now we're taking this heaviness and moving into worship, which is important. Like, as you lead out of that, how does that work?
there's a sense, I think sometimes I feel like we forget that the process of confession is a lot more for us than it is for God. I mean, mm-hmm. God obviously forgives us when we take that time to say these things and we realize we need a Savior. But the confession process is just a way of us letting go of something that has been heavy on us, bringing us shame or guilt or condemnation or what have you. And so for you to make that process, like you were explaining all these things, I was like digging a hole, I was going deep. At the end of it, when we say, God, this I know you've forgiven me for, right? Yeah. And so there's a freedom that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an exchange that happens, that God's like, look, this is for you to realize that even though all these things you just said, mm-hmm. they don't affect my relationship with you. You have brought them into the light. They are no longer in darkness. You can you can see them for what they are now. Now be free. Go forward and be free. And so worthy is your name, Jesus, which was the chorus of that song afterwards, is you're just, mm-hmm. you're acknowledging, Jesus, you did this already on the cross. It's gone. It's paid for. And we hold on to things as humans. And I think that's where, you know, us actually physically worshiping God helps us to physically release these things too. Not that it hasn't already happened. We don't have to do these things to get God to forgive us. That's not how that works, right? God already mm-hmm. did it. But it's a process that our human bodies need.
Mm-hmm.
to work through and walk through. And so that's why throughout scripture we see, oh my gosh, so much the physical representation of coming forward and worshiping God through song, through dance, through playing an instrument. Like, you read it over and over and over. God commands us to do it because he actually knows it's good for us. Like, it's part of our human nature to be able to release these things and come to a place of freedom.
Right.
And so I feel like it's a both and. It's a spiritual and it's a physical for us to have that time.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Because you're right. It's not... God already knows what we're confessing
exactly.
to him, right? It's not a thing God needs. He doesn't need, like, our laundry list of sin, because he already knows what those things are. He knows our hearts. It is about us and, like, the physical, mental, spiritual pieces of our lives all kind of coming together. I think that's why so many people love to raise their hands in worship or move a little bit or... be on their knees in prayer before the Lord, because actually moving your body physically into a different position does do something where it shifts what's happening in your mind. Which is cool, because I think it's funny. I love our church, because you look around on a Sunday and everybody's so clearly from different faith backgrounds, right? So you've got some people that are like stoked and dancing and waving their hands and often are like near the front, right? And then you've got like somebody in the corner. This tends to be me more than other people, like kind of on the side of the room, just like more still because I grew up in that setting. But all of us can definitely benefit from finding different ways to
engage ourselves. It is an engagement, and it's different levels. So it's not everyone's going to look the same doing it, but you're still putting yourself in an environment, in a posture towards God that's outside of just thinking. It's there's a physical response in some way.
And I think it's such a cool picture of what we're moving towards, right? The imperfect offering of praise that we brought yesterday morning was beautiful, right? And still imperfect. It was still incomplete. And so we can think to, you know, the day where we all are together in glory, and just praising perfectly. And
hard to imagine.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't need a click track.
Nope.
It'll be
it'll
be awesome.
That'll be great. Just go with the flow.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Yeah. Ending on "Isn't He good?" together.
Yeah.
I just those words, it's just it solidifies in our, I wanted, the whole point of that song was to help us solidify and remember that, look, we were all there together, and those that were joining us online, even in that moment together, God has brought you succinctly through the journey, right, of all the different things to get you to this place where you are recognizing him at this very moment for what he's done, and he's had his hand on you the whole time. And so this place of acknowledgement, it's a journey. You're not going to land there, but recognizing and then thanking him for the fact that he's good. He's with us in this moment right now, no matter what you're experiencing.
Right.
It can be your lowest of low, but he's still with you. And so there's always something to be thanking God for at the end of the day and the process he's gotten you through.
Yeah.
The journey.
That's so true. And as we did, and like with that song, I was thinking of like, you know, Tina's story or my story or any of our stories. You look back and in the moment it's like, what are you doing?
It's a mess.
Why is this happening?
Like, what is this?
Often feels like there's no way that this is gonna turn around, or this is just, and then all of a sudden you look back one day and you're like, that did kind of work itself out. And it really is God who's worked it out. Which is cool.
And that's why we praise him.
Yeah. To his glory.
Amen.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go play outside.
Oh my gosh. I'm all about it.
Because that's also a way we can worship, right?
In nature. Absolutely.
Yeah. Get out there, take your shoes off, and woohoo, enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah.
It'll be good. All right, y'all. Hey, thanks for coming.
Thanks for being part of
the first three person at the table.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
All right, cool.
All right.
Maybe like 3 months from now?
Sure.
Okay,
cool. All right, have a great week, y'all.